Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. All right, let's get into it. It has been over 15 years, and my father still won't talk about it. This contributor says they've told their story so many times over a span of 15 years, they almost feel like a broken record. Some people have received it well, others not so well. So the story of what happened to him and his father starts now. It was during the spring of 2006. He shares it because hopefully it will help others. And to this day, he still can't even believe it. And it doesn't help that his father refuses to talk about it. We'll call our main guy Jack. And the day that Katrina hit Cat 5, his mother was found dead. He lived with her in Florida. She was a well-educated, beautiful woman, but she had a lot of issues that ended up catching up with her. Death was ruled as a suicide in all of that. And where was his father? Well, his father was with him when he was an infant, but Jack hadn't seen him since, and now he was 15. So in everything that happened, he decides through family pressures and everything else that he's going to go live with his dad in South Texas. Totally different than his life in Florida. He's going along with it okay, but he knew that something was wrong pretty much from the moment he met him. The guy was just smiling. He didn't really want to go to Texas, let's be honest, but his family kind of forced it. Where else was he going to go at 15? So they're driving through the wreckage of Katrina from South Florida to South Texas. His father and his new wife, their cat, Jack, and whatever else they could fit into their Ford Explorer headed out on their way. Jack's dad was a commercial fisherman, and the stepmom was an RN who had four kids of her own, and they were all around the age of 15, so it wasn't too bad starting out. Jack really didn't know what to do with himself at first, but he was able to make friends, and everything was going well for about the first 6 months. But then the parents get divorced. Jack has no idea why. I mean, they met at a church, but now they're getting divorced. So it goes. And this is some of the backstory, guys, just to give you some information. So hang in there for one more second. We've got the father and wife who are separating, getting divorced. And when that happens, a lot of times the parents have to downsize. And that's what happened here. The father, Jack's dad, ends up moving into a smaller, cheaper apartment. So it's Jack, the kids, the cat, and the dad. They did have other family there, but they rarely saw them with their own busy schedules. But basically, things were getting back to normal. Those first few months in the apartment were okay. Jack went to school. He went to work. During the summer, Jack went to work with his dad. And everything was good. He even ended up getting a car and a girlfriend. He really did feel like, okay, life's all right now. Until his father starts asking him, hey, are you messing with me at night? And particularly, is he trying to talk to him through the air ducts? Well, Jack doesn't think much of this at the time. His dad must be tired. But over the next few weeks after he starts talking about this, it gets even more intense. He starts going to the library, and I'm talking about the dad here, and he starts bringing home different articles and printouts about ghosts. And then things start to get even more weird. Eventually, Jack's dad has him putting his lamp up in the attic because it seems to keep the ghosts away, he'll say. And when Jack asks, well, who are you even talking about? The dad replies, of course, he's referring to the shadow people. He says there are big ones and small ones. He then proceeds to tell Jack that there was a big one that took the form of his first wife and then forced himself upon him in a personal way. Jack, of course, he's young. He has no idea what to say to any of this because it's pretty strange on a few levels. And this behavior went on for months. The dad starts disappearing more often. He would even go away for a few days and go to Mexico, saying that he was off seeing his new girlfriend and that Jack was on his own. Because remember, the new wife did have children, but by now they've sort of separated and gone their own ways. So Jack's kind of on his own. Okay, so Jack's home alone a lot. And since his dad's talking about ghosts, Jack kind of gets into it and he starts watching ghost hunting TV shows and playing games around ghosts like he would see on the shows. Well, one time, something happened that was more than just a game and Jack couldn't explain it. He just knew that like the TV was acting weird, going to static, but there was nothing wrong. So that night ended, but the weird things kept happening and it actually got more strange. One day, Jack comes home from school only to find his father's brothers and sisters there. So he opens the door and sees them all sitting around the table. So things are already kind of weird, and now we have this. Instantly, one of his dad's brothers gets up and meets him at the door and says, "Let's go outside." And he starts to ask Jack if his father was talking to him about ghosts. Well, of course he was, and Jack tells him that. The brother looks Jack right in the eyes and says, "Has he told you that the ghosts are telling him to kill you?" Well, that is not what Jack expected. He was actually kind of getting into this paranormal idea, thinking, all right, there's some weird energy here. He thinks he has some control of the TV. But now this gets to him, puts Jack in shock. The brother's just standing there and he tells Jack, "Well, your dad's inside right now and he says he wants to bring you to a church in Mexico. So when he talks to you about it, tell him no, do not go with him." So Jack goes inside, listens to his father. His father pleads his case about why they have to go to Mexico to be saved, going on to explain how it won't work in the U.S. He's already checked out all the hospitals there. His dad is pushing the issue that they have to go to Mexico. He knows his uncle told him, do not get in that car, but his father was so pressuring and he loved his father. And then he was also scared of him, knowing that, hey, he could have killed us all right there. So he ends up getting in the car and they drive down to the border. Well, luckily, his aunts and uncles followed them and then they called the police as well. So when they pull up to the border, the cops are there waiting for them. They pull his dad out of the car and they instantly put him in handcuffs and take him to a mental hospital. Now, Jack is totally surprised by this, but then again, he isn't. I mean, even in his own time, before the aunts and uncles showed up, he had started poking around himself and found a huge knife that his dad had stored by the side of the bed. So he was wondering, is this the right thing that should be happening? The aunts and uncles stick around and ask Jack, you know, make sure that he's okay. And for all intents and purposes, he's fine. They're just in a really unfortunate situation. So they all end up going back to their lives and go their separate ways, but Jack is pretty much on his own at this point, but he's 16, so this is okay for now. Well, his dad gets in touch with him and says that he must speak with him. So he's asked to go to the hospital, the mental hospital, and listen to what his dad has to say. But before this visit, Jack had more time. So what does he do? He ends up going through more of his dad's things. Pretty much everything he can think of. He went through all the things in the house. He actually went through the Durango that his dad had, and in the glove box, he found bank statements with $3,000 and $4,000 deposits that are happening a couple times a week into his dad's account. And Jack's no dummy, and he's been around the business. He knows that his dad can't be making this money as a commercial fisherman. So he's thinking, like, what is he getting this money from? Is it something left over from his mother's estate? He brings this up to his dad on his visit, but the minute he does, his dad just starts bawling. So Jack doesn't know what to do. He walks out. Fast forward to when they're in front of the judge. Now all this weird stuff has happened. Jack's afraid, and the judge says, well, we're going to release him. We have no other reason to keep him. But Jack is pleading with him to keep him at least for another week because he tells the judge he wants to move out and believes his dad is trying to kill him. All right, so years go by after all of this, and for Jack, it was hard to be on his own at 16, but he made good friends. He joined the Marine Corps and eventually went to college. So he's feeling pretty good about his life. He's done well. He forgave his father, and although he kept his distance, he did talk to his dad from time to time. However, on any visit, the dad just will not talk about any of the ghost stuff. He refuses to talk about it, says it makes him feel awkward, and that he was a very Christian man, a hardliner. Well, Jack saw him about 2 weeks ago when he shares this, and he still won't talk about it. However, Jack notices there are no Christian stuff, and by now, his dad has moved out of, obviously, the mental hospital, and is downgraded again from the apartment into a trailer. But there are no crosses, nothing like that. Instead, he sees all these crystals and herbs and what he explains looked like a cauldron. Jack didn't have the guts to ask about any of that. To this day, Jack still has no idea what to make of it all. In the apartment, he did also experience a few abnormal things, like when the TV went to static and the electronics not working. That happened from time to time for Jack. He woke up to his name being called once and hearing knocks on tables and walls. So he'll admit he's very hypersensitive to all of this, and he's not afraid to admit it. And he'll also admit that he's experienced other paranormal activities and even UFOs in his experience. He hopes to write a book someday about all of this. What do you guys think? Should he do this? And how many other people are out there with small little things like this that seem big to them, but somehow they're too timid to share it with the world? I'm glad this guy did. Let me know your thoughts. And thank you for listening today, and I will talk to you all soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.